tired of your whinging and your whining and your complaining, shut up. Listen to me. Shut up and listen. Yea, verily, yea. Shut up and listen. How's that for a prophecy to make the church grow? Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I'm being quiet. Good. Now listen to what I'm about to tell you. Because I'm not changing my mind. This is what I want you to do. This is where we're going. Or you're coming with me. And he's no respecter of persons. If you say yes, he'll take you. And he'll work in your life. And he'll do things that will utterly astound you. And as that starts to happen, let me tell you, you'll never be bored. When people who are believers tell me they're bored, I tell them they're in sin. Because you can't be with Jesus and be bored. Because if you wake up in the morning and pray the prayer, thy will be done, watch out for what will happen that day. Watch the things that start to, the revelation that start to happen. The insights that start to come. The people that you meet. The people that meet you. Sitting in a restaurant. You think the waitress is coming to take your order, right? Nope. She's coming for you to deliver her from her demons. How many of you had moments like that? The waitress coming and then she just sits down and starts telling you her life story. And then she realizes and says, I don't know why, excuse me, I don't know why I'm telling you this. And we laugh and say, we know why you're telling us this. Because you're sensing the anointing of the Holy Spirit and Jesus wants to heal and deliver you. Do you want to play with God? Oh, this is a good question. Do you like to play here in Canada? I know you like to play hockey. Little children, just like her. She's like lit up with this stuff. She's saying, I like this preaching. That's what I want. I want a God like this that I can play with. How many of you want a God you can play with? Amen. A couple of hands are up. Others, no. I'm much too religious for that. I know. I want a calm God and a calm service. I want a well-dressed pastor, lovely wife, nice service, not too much of that guitar stuff, We just, everything nice and calm. That ain't God. Read your Bible, beloved. When God created Adam and Eve, listen to this. He put them naked in a garden. You fill in the blanks. This is your God. He's, come on. I got stuff for you to do. Don't get religious on me. Take you places, do things. You get lit up. You start knocking on doors with this kind of excitement in you. It's like, whoa. What's behind door number one? Because you're excited because you've got something inside to share with them. You've got a power operating inside. So when you tell them, look, we're disciples of the Lord Jesus. If there's anybody sick here, we want to pray for them. We want to tell you that our life was transformed by the power of the gospel and your life can be too. And if you'd like to hang out with us, come to our meeting and here's a gift. Maybe a worship CD with a few cuts on it. I don't know. Here, a message from the pastor. Here, listen to this. Come and there's great soup too. Because they'll come for the loaves and fishes. How many of you know that? Whatever strategies the Lord gives you that are going to reach out into this neighborhood, you get excited. And if they slam the door in your face and call you names, you can laugh at this. And just say, this is a great show. This is better than the movies and you're the hero. And if you want to, you could wear a cool hat. Because you don't take this stuff personally. Oh my God, I feel so rejected. They slammed the door and cursed me. You don't take this stuff personally. Because it's not you they're rejecting. It's the Jesus you're wanting to give to them. Then this stuff becomes fun. It's like, wow. And then you pray for somebody and they get healed. Like that. And who's the most surprised person at that moment? You or them. Pastor, I can't believe it. I pray for them and they got healed. Like, oh my God, it really works. Did you know it works? I know you've been preaching, but oh my God, it worked. How many of you know what I... Do you want to... Listen to me. There are moments that you can have if you grab hold of this opportunity to reach out, and if you do it from the place of the perspective of being a disciple of the kingdom, that you're offering people this opportunity. Not like, oh great, he's going to want us to go knocking on doors. Think it's time to leave and go to
the religious church.
Or you can say, what an exciting evening we're going to have. Then you come back and you start sharing the stories. Oh, me first. No, me first. No, you're always going first. I'm going first. We knocked on this door and there was this lady and this friend and this person, and you know what? They were talking about God, and they said, God, if you're real, send somebody to our door. It's the police. Quick, hide. And they open the door. Hi, we're here from... Was it Jubilee, yeah? Yeah, we're here from Jubilee Church around the corner. We just want to tell you about God. No. I had an experience once on a plane. I was sitting next to this gal, and she turned to me. We were just, chatting. And she said to me, what do you do? And I heard these words come out of my mouth. I said, I'm a Pentecostal preacher. And I thought to myself, that is a strange thing to say. Because I've never identified myself like that before, but I heard it like jump out of my mouth. So she looked at me and turned away. She was at the window seat, turned away and stared out the window. I said, well, that's a conversation stopper. All the way to where we're heading, I think from New York to Florida on that trip. Didn't say a word to me. As we're approaching where we're going to land, she turned to me and said this. She said, about a year ago, I didn't believe that God existed. I was pretty much an agnostic and an atheist. And then this couple moved next door in this apartment complex. And they were born again Christians. And they began inviting me to their home and their Bible study. So they told me to pray and ask God if he was real. Ask God for a sign. So she said, I woke up this morning and I said this to God. God, if you're real, I want to meet a Pentecostal preacher. So when you said that you were a Pentecostal preacher, I said, I can't believe it. So you're going to knock on doors because you're praying to be led by the Holy Spirit, right? You're praying, Lord, lead us and teach us and guide us and anoint us and give us wisdom and give us your anointing and give us your power, because we're going in your name to bring your kingdom to our community. So we want to see the demonstration of the kingdom of God. And I tell you, you'll have moments like that. People will be praying and then you'll show up with the message that... I just heard somebody here on the island share a testimony. They had been trained in some kind of evangelism. And they were asking the Lord where to go and what to say. And the Lord gave them a word about a Starbucks and a guy with dreadlocks. So they went out to the nearest Starbucks, and lo and behold, there was a guy in a truck with dreadlocks. So I said, oh, there are our clues. Let's go to him. And they went up to him and said, we're Christians and we want to tell you about Jesus. And he said, I can't believe it. Here we are, me and my friend, we're talking about God and you show up at that moment. That was a good place for some of you to say amen, because God wants to encourage and challenge you. Because the challenge is an encouragement and the encouragement is a challenge. Did you get that? That this encouragement is a challenge. How many of you are feeling challenged? Good. Because God wants to raise the level of our life. Because he's like saying, please don't be a boring church. I don't bring these missionaries from Africa for you to be a boring church. That's the last thing these guys need. I mean, they were in,